Welcome to the first episode of the Standardized Women podcast. My name is Elizabeth Pepra, and I will be your host today. We live in a society that has countless podcasts and YouTube channels with topics ranging from fashion to beauty, skincare, fitness, and wellness. But how many deal specifically with the wellness of the soul? I have studied history, and in part, I am well-versed in the history of women within the Western world. I know, too, the history of freedom struggles and the progression of Christianity to a newly founded persecuted sect to an institutionalized religion which moved far from its original intent to the present cultural fad of the coolness factor of being a Christian. And yet, the Word of God would tell us that it is by our fruit that people will know that we are Christians. In the realms of academia, I could contend that I am a quote-unquote master of the study of woman. I have a degree which proves that I have mastered the study of woman, and within this mastery, the things that I have discovered are not as beautiful as our airbrushed generation seeks to hide behind the perfect contour, eyelash, and weave. In our quest for relevancy, it appears as if Christian women have lost the revelation that we were never meant to fit in, and that we were never meant to compromise our standards in order to gain acceptance. See, we claim to be women of God, but our dress, our conduct, and even our speech tells otherwise. There are many women in the church, but how many are authentic women of God? This podcast is asking us, I include myself, to move beyond words and hashtags and actually live the life of Christ and be his hands and feet in this broken world. There is a standard of God, and there must be a signifier of a distinction which not only separates but illuminates the difference of Christ in our lives in comparison to the world around us. There comes a time when one must retreat from the world to draw closer to God. You see, I've always been a sort of oddball. For many years, I had a burning desire to become a nun. I went to Catholic schools my whole life, and at the end of the 12th grade, I was introduced to the writings and journals of nuns who lived in times past. It was in reading these journals that it felt that I finally connected with a human being for the first time in my life. The beautiful piety, reverence, and desire for pilgrimage away from the world and retreat to God, which marked the life stories of all the nuns that I read, from Teresa of Avila to Therese of Lisieux, to Catherine of Siena, etc., not only impressed me, but it deeply moved me in my spirit. In my innocence, I found that the world was wretched, sick, and without repair, and that God alone was the only thing that I actually desired. In university, I initiated the process to become a nun. I had given up on many promises and prophecies of God for my life, and I thought that I would rather live in a convent away from the world with Jesus and live a miserable life in a world that I could never understand or relate to. I began studying with a priest to convert to become Catholic, but in the end, for the sake of theology, I could not go through with it. Years have passed, and yet I still find myself being unable to understand or relate to the world around me. What is more, in my simple observations of not only the world, but also of Christians, I'm not satisfied with the things that I am seeing. If we were to focus on just women, there appears to be the same measure of jealousy, backbiting, gossip, superficiality, and competition among so-called women of God that appears outside of the church, and I wonder why. There appears to be the same measure of inconsistent values, watered-down religion, and no concern for the well-being of the orphan, the widow, and the poor, and I just wonder why. In my brief analysis of the current state of women of God, there appears to be a void when it comes to the overall understanding of what it means to uphold the standard of God upon our lives, and I wonder why. The word standard means an idea or thing used as a measure, norm, or mode in comparative evaluations. What is the model of the standardized woman of God today? Where can we find it? Is it in gossiping and putting each other down? Is it in betrayal and cheating and sleeping around? What is the standard, and why does it appear to be lost? Dare to discover as you become a partaker of revelation on this new journey with me. Thanks for tuning in. Stay blessed and keep dreaming.